Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy.
My back's been hurting. I pulled it. I tweaked it. Just I flipped my hair over to put it in a towel after I got out of the shower.
How long's this been now? 3-4 weeks?
No, it's not. I'd originally done it in the end of September.
Oh, okay.
But it went away, and then it came back about 2 weeks or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been horrible. So it kind of maxed out for me. It all came to a head on Tuesday. I had been bent over, and I stood up. And I thought I was going to die. Like, the pain just rocketed through my body. It hurt so bad, all I could do was laugh, which is how you know things like...
You're the first one I know who laughs in pain.
I was laying on the floor with my legs up on the couch, just laughing because it hurt so bad. I was like, I'm going to be stuck here. I'm 30 years old, and I'm going to be stuck on this floor.
I've got my life alerts over the other side.
Yeah, my phone's not near me. I'm just going to lay here until somebody misses me enough to come check. So I ended up, at that point, I called. And I didn't call just the regular doctor. I called, like, a muscle doc, you know, a PT guy.
Yeah.
So I go yesterday, and I really didn't, they didn't do anything. And that's not knocking them. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it doesn't work. And they're just like, well, try this stretch. Do you feel it there? No. She goes, okay, I'll try this stretch. Do you feel it there? No. So I'm just throwing, you know, darts in the dark here because,
yeah.
and so was she, but what I wanted was, oh, cause I had a foam roller, like, oh, this is what you should be doing.
Yeah.
And that's not what happened, but she was very dead set on getting me back. Right. She's like, well, let's talk about your schedule. And I'm like, okay. And I thought that I was just gonna go to the front desk and I would say, oh, you know what? I don't know my schedule. I'll call, but that wasn't the case. She brought her computer and her laptop and she's scheduling. And I don't know why. I even felt pressured to not only make one appointment with her, I made two appointments with her.
Do you think there's a terrible thing to say, but do you think there's a little element of scamness in there?
I think that I did not go to the right person is what I think.
Okay.
And I think that she's, you know, they probably get paid off of me going back, which
I mean,
it's covered by my insurance.
Yeah.
And, but like, I'm not going to go back to somebody who's just trying things. I was there for an hour and we found one stretch that worked and then she rubbed it a little bit. But, and I mean, I got my waxer to do that 2 weeks ago.
Well, that's what I was just thinking. If you go in there and you say, look, this is the area that hurts.
Yeah. And I told her what I've been doing. I told her right where it hurts. I told, like, I, you know, I'm doing, because I stopped. I haven't done our boot camp in a couple weeks because my back, I can't do like lifting.
Yeah.
But I've been doing spin because that doesn't seem to bother it.
See, in my mind, you go in somewhere and say, right, this is the area it hurts. You would think immediately that person would go poking around and.
Yeah, or they would tell you, I'm not the right doctor for this.
Yeah.
This is what you need to do. But that wasn't the case. And I felt, so now I have to call. I scheduled 2 appointments just to tell her that I don't want, just to avoid telling her that I don't want to come back.
See, it's funny because 29-year-old Amy would have been, nah, I'm not coming back. But this 30-year-old Amy with feelings and stuff and all this now.
I don't know. I would have. With certain things, and I don't know why certain things, because when it comes to...
Because you get put in a spot, that's
yeah,
why.
When it comes to business, I'm pretty okay with saying, no, I don't like that. No, that doesn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I just sat here for an hour, and we didn't figure anything out, but you want me to come back? She tried to get me back there twice next week, and twice, like 4 more times. I'm like, no.
Just cancel.
So I know. So I have a reminder on my phone. I got a call after we got off the air to cancel just because I did not want to say to her, no, this has not helped me whatsoever.
No, that's just weird. And I think it might be that one. Oh, yeah, you need at least 10 more appointments because they're getting a little cut for each time someone comes in. I'm sure there is an element.
Well, yeah, the
of
insurance,
that.
It's, you know, it's covered through our insurance and they get paid. But I was just like, man, why? And as it's happening, I'm like, just say no. You don't want this to happen. Why can't you just say no right now?
It's so funny, isn't it, how those situations happen? And then there's other things that go on, and not you personally, but just generally when you do something like that, you don't even think twice about going, yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, and
it's so weird.
I'm sitting there looking through my phone, nothing. I have nothing to do for the next 2 weeks. I'm like, nope, can't do that day. Nope, can't do that day.
But isn't it weird that you get in that position with a stranger and you don't want to tell them no?
Yeah.
But people you know well, you don't have no
like,
problem going,
nope, yeah, not interested.
Yep, I don't care about that at all.
The things we do to avoid confrontation.
Hi, Eagle 97.7, you're live on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is Cheyenne calling to give Amy some advice.
Okay, come
all right,
on,
Cheyenne.
Hey, Amy, you know what I think? You should try a chiropractor. And the reason why I say that is a couple of years ago, my wife had back issues, and my son was an avid football player for Lake Forest, and he was having hip issues. And as a dad, I'm going, oh, boy, what's going on with the both of them now? They went to a chiropractor. Within 3 sessions, he cracked them back into shape, and they were both good as new.
Well, that's, I've actually been going to the chiropractor for like 6 years. I go once a month, like maintenance, and everybody says that it's voodoo medicine. I don't think so. Well, people say that, right? You have a lot of nerve, and I'm not here, like, I'm not doing an endorsement for any chiropractors, but you have a lot of nerve endings in your spine, and if it's not aligned, if they're pinching, it affects other things. Like, you could have tingling in your arm from something that's happening in your spine.
Yep.
So I do already go to the chiropractor. Actually, it's not my back in that. It's like a muscle. And what happens, Cheyenne, this is, if I press on my butt cheek, it goes away. But it's in my lower back that it hurts. So I just need somebody to rub me.
But the problem is...
that's when you got Clark Kent.
Yay! But the problem is when he goes around there and start pushing, other things happen, and then, you know...
And then my back's misaligned. All right, Cheyenne, thanks. What are you up to this weekend? Anything fun?
Oh, no, nothing. Just hanging out. Going to go see Lake Forest against Indian River. Go Lake.
Yes. That's one of my teams that I picked to win state champ. So definitely go Lake.
And let me tell you, and I think you're going to be right. Lake is going to be okay this year.
All right, cool. Thanks for checking in, man. Have a good one.
All right, have a good one. Bye.